Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, do you now remember where you were? I think for our generation, it's the Challenger explosion. Or where were you when we found out Maria was real?
Oh, yes.
Real. Now it's going to be, where were you when the hat reveal happened?
Where were you?
As we see next week, y'all, Jasmine steals Gino's hat. The hat ripoff.
I gasped.
I did too.
I gasped like when we found out who shot JR.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yes. Someone under 25 years old right now is going, who the fuck is JR? I'm confused.
It's kind of like as well when you first see Darth Vader's helmet come off and he's like a wizened up guy. That's what Gino feels like. There's this weird black hair, but that's the only thing at the very back of his head.
Sugar babies. Jasmine, you are my sugar baby.
Yo, this is B90. This reality gaze B90 episode.
B90.
B90. Before the 90.
Five. Caught in a bad romance. Poodle's angry because we can't sing together because we're remote but goat tonight.
I really enjoy that song. There's,
I do too.
I've gotten on quite a soapbox about Lady Gaga, saying I love her performances, I love her vocals, and I love what she stands for and her support for the LGBTQ community. But I think her songwriting could be better, especially her lyrics. Sorry, everyone. You can come for me, but
Poodle will still go to a Lady Gaga concert and enjoy herself.
I will. I just wish her lyrics were better. I just do.
Y'all, yeah. I'm in Oklahoma. Poodle's in California. So if you're
where looking, it's nice.
It's true. If you're watching the intimate portrait, and
you're
it looks
still
like
in a cave.
Yeah, I'm in a dark cave. I'm not in Poodle's daddy's dungeon. I'm in my man cave.
You'd have to beg him.
I know.
You have to say the right word.
I know, it's true.
And I got you on the forbidden list, so you'll never get in there.
I don't ever want to go there. I can't even get in there because I don't. My hand will just slip on the doorknob because there's so much lube on it.
Got to go in the back way.
Yeah, don't they always? Where's that symbol? Yes.
The thing only recognizes people in a pup mask.
There you go. There you go. So yeah, we're y'all. I'm settling up, getting my dad's house sold, and doing all that kind of stuff. So I'm gonna be here for a bit. But you know what was still here, Poodle? After I left 3 months ago, my vodka.
Your Kate Hudson vodka.
Kate Hudson vodka. So I'm having a little bit of that tonight.
I know. I was fine, and I saw you drinking, and I was like, "Well, I have to drink."
Yeah, twist your arm.
You're paying for my rehab.
I probably will.
That's going under. That's going under. It's going under expenses. Reality Gaze expenses.
And Matt, this is your account. I just want to know where is this $200,000 for
promises.
Boarding costs at a place called. We can't afford promises. It'll You're be a place right. called
even
chances.
Promises away. It's second chances.
Yeah, second chances. That'll be your home.
We all need a little rehab. Boy. We will all need it one day.
We will all need it one day. Hey, go to our Linktree link. Come see us in Los Angeles on February 27th at the
Regent
Theater.
Not the Regal Cinemas, as you
the
said
The Regent
before.
Theater, a beautiful theater in downtown Los Angeles. And we still have plenty of
tickets.
I don't
even know where it is. Is it downtown? I've never been there.
It's one of those. I think it's on Broadway in all those old theaters. It's beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
That's sketch as fuck down there.
Well, take an Uber or not a Lyft, but take an Uber to the theater, y'all.
They have alcohol.
The theater is a big, beautiful theater. So, yes, eat somewhere else and then Uber to the theater. But, y'all, we have plenty of tickets left. We would love to see you there. You never know who might show up at an LA Ooh. Show, y'all. You never know. That's all we're saying.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Lori Vallow.
Bob Saget's widow. Sorry, too soon.
Actually, Lori Vallow's Lori Vallow canceled. She wants to go to a bigger show. You don't know who Lori Vallow is, do you?
No.
She's this crazy woman who murdered her family because she was too religious guy. Oh yeah, she's nuts. What?
I feel better about my Bob Saget joke. Okay.
No, our listeners will know who Lori Vallow is. I promise you.
I believe you. Also, come to see us in Seattle and Portland. Y'all, that's March 11th and March 12th. That's my birthday weekend, and I need people in seats because Portland's a big theater.
We are acknowledging your birthday. It's not going to be a birthday show, like
birthday
I said.
Birthday show!
We are acknowledging it.
Birthday shows! I want a stripper for my birthday show. Can we get a shirtless stripper in Portland?
No, because we're going to have to use the expenses to pay for my rehab. maybe a really bargain basement one, which kind of goes with the territory.
That's what I prefer. Yeah. I don't want a bougie stripper. Anyway, y'all, obviously, we're excited.
If one of the sissy's husbands wants to strip for you.
Yes. Anyway, you do what you're safe, but we feel very safe. We've been to Chicago, New York. Knock on wood, we haven't gotten COVID. So
I'm telling you.
We wear a mask.
If this bitch, my PCR test came back negative, even though I sound like this, prayers accepted. I still am battling this sinus infection. So send me all your good wishes.
Jesus.
Wow. My voice is a lot better, but boy, it was rough for a while. The New York really? Winter just like throat fucked me.
It's true.
Yeah. And but it's not COVID because I took my PCR test at least 5 or 6 days after I felt bad. So it was, and I got tested again in midweek, and I still negative. So for us anyway, we wore our N95s backstage, even during the meet and greets. We did the best we could, and we came out of it COVID free. So,
but do what's safe
for you. We're just saying it's possible.
We're just saying it's possible. So be safe. Obviously, we will be coming back around to your city in your area sooner than you think, hopefully.
Like herpes. We'll just always come back.
Anything else, Poodle? We've got Love is Blind coming up, y'all. Love is Blind.
I can kind of sing now.
Reality Gaze presented Love is Blind.
You still want to sing 90 Day Gaze presenting?
I had to stop myself.
Oh, y'all, Love is Blind is good. It's going to be the beginning of the season. So we'll put either the first one or probably two episodes.
First
on
two, because it's going to be like a probably 8 or 10 episode show.
And then the rest is going to go on the Patreon at which tier?
$5 level.
At the $5 level. So you $5 tier, y'all are about to get raw dogged.
In the best of possible ways.
In the best of possible ways. We also want to remind people, if you're in the Facebook group or if you're buying merch this month, that our charity this month is Black and Brown Founders. And what Black and Brown Founders does, we're raising money for them, but basically Black and Brown Founders helps Black and or Latinx entrepreneurs build tech businesses with modest resources.
So especially the tech focus. That's their main focus.
That's the main focus because obviously I remember when we have the Grok Health advertised, they're up in Palo Alto in Silicon Valley. And I remember going, and y'all, there was not any Black or Latinx people. And all of those, like, it's up by Google and Apple.
I couldn't find any on Grindr or Scruff. So that's how I knew. Well,
that is a real shame. I know. That is a real shame. So
I was like, this is just a bunch of white people.
It's just the white people, but Black and Brown Founders.
Don't worry, I got it done. But still,
yeah, he gets it done.
It's nice to have a little. It's nice to have a little diversity in your Grindr page.
It's true. So I just want to say one thing. Basically, Black and Brown Founders provides community, education, and access to Black and Latinx entrepreneurs, allowing them to build successful tech businesses with those resources. So, anyway, y'all. That's our charity this month because it is. We want to do something honoring Black History Month. So, and there we go. Anything else? Are we done?
It's very similar to similar in mission to Black Girls Code that we donated to before. It's been our charity.
Mm-hmm. So, y'all, we have 10,000 people in our Sissy Squad. If everybody, not even $5, if everybody gave $1.
$10,000 to Black and Brown Founders.
$10,000. We purposely have picked, along with the help of Jackie, we tried to pick smaller organizations that our money this year. We're picking smaller organizations that our money can make a bigger impact to.
Yeah.
So
we're not going to be donating to the Red Cross because they're fine. Actually, they're fine. They need your money, but
they need your money.
We're looking for more grassroots charities.
But just so know, like when you give $5 or $10, that really goes a long way to these charities. All right, I'm done. Anything else, Poods?
I'm done like Mother Debbie.
Like, I want to
say one more thing before we start. Y'all, Love After Lockup Season 4 is finally coming in March. We're in the middle of Love During Lockup on our $8 Patreon. The Season 4 trailer. If you don't watch Love After Lockup, best show on television right now, I'm not lying. There is no show that I race to watch.
It's true.
Like 90 Day, I'm like, yeah, I'm excited about seeing this. This was a good episode that we're going to talk about. But like Love After Lockup, I race to watch it because it's so fucking good. And by good, I mean cringe/funny/awful. But Season 4, the end of the Season 4 trailer, if you don't watch Love During Lockup, you won't know this. Indy is on this next season, Indy and Harry.
Indy is this woman who wears Snuffleupagus eyelashes.
She is Snuffleupagus eyelashes. That's all you need to know.
And she uses her spirit guides
psychic.
And a psychic to tell her everything for her spiritual wedding to her Harry.
She's spiritually married.
Spoiler alert,
she's a complete idiot.
And meanwhile, her mother, Yolanda,
is a bounty hunter
and a detective, and she's one of the most wonderful
people. Needs her own show.
She's her own show.
Watch Love During Lockup for Yolanda only, and Ty. Watch for Ty and her phone that rings all the time. And Hottie and
Santina. She's and, so stupid. Oh, y'all. Oh, and don't forget Black and White Cookie.
Black and White so Cookie.
It's so good. So it will be putting, if you're like, I don't know about Lalu, we'll be putting, again, the first two episodes on our free feed, and then the rest will go at the $8 tier, which is our commercial free tier. But so
for those of you who know Love During Lockup and have not seen the season four trailer, you think Harry gets in the car because he's out, and you think it's Indy, and the woman takes off her headdress, and it's Yolanda! And I've been thinking about it for days!
It's so good, y'all.
With her eyes.
Not to go with the Star Wars theme, but she kind of looks like this long coat like the Emperor.
Yes.
She just takes it off and goes, good.
I'm telling you, it was like a jump scare. It was a fucking jump scare at the end of this trailer.
We should have recorded it when we watched it. We were watching it together,
really have.
And we both lifted off the couch. Anyway,
I'm rarely shocked by trailers these days.
Too.
But this had me. I howled, and I've been thinking about it for days.
We're writing WeTV and saying we need this show. Anyway, I think that's it.
I think we can start now.
Okay. Y'all,
can we start again, please?
I don't know if Gino and Jasmine can.
Whew. Okay, wow. This was, let's just start out by saying this, honestly, because we both kind of discussed this, and we love to talk about how extra Jasmine is and how everything is a telenovela. Y'all, this is fucking revenge porn.
This is revenge
and
porn.
And it's shitty, and he should have never done it. No wonder she's hurt.
Yes.
We mentioned the theory was out there that she sent him these and said spread it around. I don't think that anymore.
I don't think that.
I never really believed that, but I threw that out there just to put it there. By no means do I think that now, because if she was acting, she's the best actress we've ever seen. She was devastated that someone saw her nudes.
I don't think she was acting. It was just the amount of, I just felt so just sad for her.
Yep.
So sad for her that, because I think we all have known people that have gone through this. And
right.
Y'all, so to jump in, if you didn't watch, some of you still don't watch, you just listen to us. But so Jasmine, she starts the episode saying, you know, did you send naked pictures of me? And Gino.
T-Rex.
To your ex. And Gino lies to her face.
He goes, no, absolutely not. No, I did not. He goes like this. You know someone's lying if they go, what? What? Which is what he did. What?
And then he's
my
like,
my voice goes up three octaves if I'm lying.
It does.
Yeah.
And he said, I did not. That's for darn sure.
That's for darn sure. I didn't do that.
And then you see him kind of, he starts looking at the camera a little bit.
Y'all, he can barely breathe because he's afraid of her, and he should be.
He's terrified of her.
So she's like, but it's interesting. I have this screenshot right here. And he's like, what? Oh, he looks at it. He's like, oh, no, I was rubbing it in with her.
No,
that's
she
why.
Said, I never sent these nudes to anyone but you. And that's where he said, I was rubbing it into her.
Like, look at my hot girlfriend. Still shitty.
So he just said, I did not. That's for darn sure. And 2 minutes, not even a minute later, he's basically saying, yep, I lied. And y'all, I think we expected, like, with Jasmine, you expect this big, like, blow up, like, you lie. You know, the way she
No,
y'all. She completely just kind of goes in and is silently crying.
No, she implodes.
Implodes.
Which that is, she's normally her first response is anger. But this was complete and utter devastation, and she had to, in one moment, she had to reprocess everything about this guy.
Everything.
And
as she said, I will never be able to trust you ever. And she starts kind of silently sobbing, and then she walks off and leaves, And Gina's like, it's not good.
Master of understatement. I want to also say, even if you... I'm the worst person to be saying this because a lot of people have my nodes. Let's just say that.
They do.
Half of Los Angeles, a third of New York.
It's true.
Now a quarter of Chicago.
All of El Paso.
But you know what? I've sent them. Yeah. So that's what makes it okay.
Yeah.
It is not okay for you to send anyone else's nude pics.
Agreed. And Gino doubles down and says,
it's not okay.
So he's saying, I sent the pictures as revenge to show. Show her amazing girlfriend. Do you think that's the reason he sent them? I don't.
What other reason would it be?
It's a horrible reason. But I think he did want to show revenge. I think he wanted to send her those pictures because he wants that ex-girlfriend back.
It's interesting.
He wants to be wanted by her. I don't think Gino, I actually don't think, after seeing this, I don't think Gino can love a woman or love. I don't think he has that capacity. I think he is kind of
another
monster.
Person. Yeah.
I think he's kind of a monster. I think you have to be a pretty, maybe I'm naive. Maybe a lot of women are listening to this and being like, oh my God.
No, this happens
so
all the
many,
time.
That happens all the time. It just, for me, it's something I would never do. So I don't get it.
I don't know enough about his relationship with his ex. And he said he broke it off. So.
I bet he didn't. I bet he did.
You're right. Maybe we can't trust anything he said.
I think he's a serial liar. If he broke off a relationship, why would he then be talking to her and send her pictures and saying, look what, if he is still rubbing it in her face after he broke up with her, he's even a shittier guy than if he got dumped and was like butthurt about it.
Maybe Jasmine was right all along to be worried about Gino being faithful.
Yes.
This episode completely flipped everything on its head that we know about this couple.
Again, it's this idea of like what we talked about. Tanya and Sinjin, or Tania and Sinjin, where we watched that first season of Tania and Sinjin, and you thought Tania was crazy, and you realize Sinjin's inability to be a fucking adult and just wipe his own ass drove her crazy. And so now you wonder, like, did Gino, because of him being just a gross shit, makes her look so crazy?
I don't want to completely explain away Tanya's season.
No.
She did all of that. That was the edit.
Most of that was the edit, yes. But it's that age old, like, a lot of times, I think I just have heard so many guys say, oh, this girl I'm dating is crazy. But then I listen to how the guy is treating the woman, and I'm like, she's not crazy. You're not giving her the full story, and she's trying to operate her relationship based off these breadcrumbs that you're fucking giving her. And I think that's Gino.
Yeah, he's pretty much trash.
Boy,
I think
they really find him on this show, don't they?
Well, when you think about it, you're looking for love overseas because either A, no one will have you in your community because you've exhausted all the resources.
Yeah.
B, everyone around you thinks you're too weird.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up with, like, broke down palaces.
Or if you're at sea, that it's different if you're like actually on a trip and you find people.
That's a bang trip. Yeah. Very different.
He reminds me the most comparable person I think Gino is. I think it's to Steven of Steven and Alina.
He hides it well. And I'm not saying he's not terrible. I don't think he's as diabolical as Steven is.
I agree.
I think he is careless with most of the people in his life.
Yes.
There's probably not a lot of meaning to a lot of the people in his life.
Yeah, I agree.
Like
I said, I don't think he really loves anybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. There's not, y'all, there's basically, this is the rest of it's kind of one beat here, but let's just talk about Jasmine's very upset about it. She's like, this is very low. And he says, this was all out of, I was talking about her jealousy. And we find out later he was texting the ex while she was napping and talking about all the crazy things.
On
crazy.
This fucking vacation, they go on this beautiful, they're yeah. laying, y'all, they're laying in bed together and he's texting this ex talking about if I mention an ex, it makes her crazy. She goes crazy, like basically talking shit about Jasmine.
And he tries to say that this was a joke when I called you a crazy Latina. That was the joke. Now, is her jealousy what she says to him and things like, it pisses me off about your ex and the way they decorated? That's extra. Let's be honest.
Extra, but yeah, it's super extra. But I wonder if there's other things we just haven't seen that gave Jasmine those clues.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. But again, speculating about that is not it's not helpful.
No, I just kind of wondered. It's not like proof or anything, but I just wondered. Yeah. But I agree. Jasmine, y'all, don't get us wrong here. Jasmine has mental issues.
She does. She does. She's not well.
We don't want to excuse her reactions to the fact that Gino's worried for his physical safety is not good.
No. So the next thing she says, she's saying, it's like, speak, tell me this. And he's like, you're depressing. You, it's gross that you do this. She takes her toothbrush. She's going somewhere else. And y'all, the toothbrush that he spent so much money on at Walgreens is just lying somewhere on that island the local birds.
He got that at Costco or Sam's Club.
You remember he bought it when he was at that drugstore.
Oh, he did buy it at that drugstore. Yeah, I forgot he did. And Gina's like, he says, I'm real sorry. She's like, shut your fucking mouth. She's screaming at him. And she said, when you were texting her when I was napping, she said, you made me look like the crazy explosive Latina person for no sense. And I went, well, you kind of co-created that, Jasmine. So let's take a little responsibility.
She does live that. So she should take a little bit of ownership there.
You did beat up your hairdresser because they cut your hair wrong. So you are that. But then Gino just says, that was a joke.
That's funny. That's what I'm saying. It's not a joke. Yeah.
It's not. And then the only part that made me laugh is when Jasmine went, I'm laughing out loud because that is no joke.
The next thing she gets into, you guys, is the sugar babies conversation. Now, this has been reported on in gossip sites. We didn't really talk about it because it wasn't reported by any mainstream thing. No. And we're not a gossip show. We'll find something occasionally that'll tickle our fancies, but
Poodle can't put that on camera.
No. But I'm just not really interested in gossip unless it's provable. I'm just not. I don't want to be the person to spread that kind of stuff. So it turns out she's like, you're sugar babies. And she said, you're paying, he was bragging about paying $250 for girls to go to dinner with him and probably have sex afterwards, allegedly. And he was saying that, he's like, I wasn't dealing with sugar babies. No sugar babies for me when I was talking to you. But he does admit to doing that earlier.
But he first admitted to not doing that at all. So already, y'all, this is like three times in this episode we see Gino lie and say, I didn't do that. And then literally in the next breath say, okay, I did that. So.
Right. Gross.
And Gino was like, I take him out to dinner. And then I realized that a lot of women don't like to go to the Sizzler on a Tuesday night. And that maybe isn't the way to find love.
It's not where you're taking them. It's you.
It's you, Gino.
Yeah, it's you. She says, I'm not a sugar baby. I have 3 to 4 to 5, 6 jobs because I'm doing what I need to do. And she says, this is the last time you're ever going to see me.
It's the last time. She's like, and then she said, which is so true. She said, what you do is depressing. She said, men take advantage of women that need, and I went, yes, he is taking advantage of women. And she said, I'm not interested. And then y'all, in this kind of beautiful moment, Gina's like, well, if you can't talk peacefully, ugh, she goes, I hate you. And that's when she cries. And she said, I hate you because of, which is gut wrenching. She says, because you broke my fucking heart. And then she looks at him and she said, it was kind of like this. It was like out of a movie where she says, well, this will just make me stronger. Yeah, I will find true love.
Very telenovela, because that's how she.
Yes, that's how she. And she says, in the end, the good ones always succeed. My time will come. And she walks out and shuts the door. And I have to say, when I saw this, I went, yes! And I applauded because it felt like a fucking movie.
Well, I was, because of Discovery fucking Plus, I watched a different episode.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
And so I had to, I'm not going to say what I saw because it's a different, obviously there was some stuff from next week in y'all, the earlier edit.
Someone at Discovery Plus got fired today.
Someone at Discovery Plus is carrying a cardboard box with their shit out today, yes, because they fucked up the editing.
We should have said this beginning, but oh well, yeah. We'll get it now. If you watch on Discovery Plus earlier in the day on Sunday.
I watched it around 11 a.m. my time.
Jake saw a different episode. Kyle talked about it. Kim and Kyle talked about it
earlier in the day. They watched it even earlier.
But then I didn't watch it till about 2 o'clock, Oklahoma.
Your time.
Central time. And it was a totally different episode, different edits. And Jake and I, we had talked about it and we thought we figured it out. And then we realized we started doing the podcast and we'd seen different things.
Memphis and Hamza storylines were complete. And the Caleb Alina stuff, my episode, the earlier edit, was redos from last week.
Which I saw this episode had a new scene. So
yeah.
If you are, we should have said this at the beginning, but oh well. If you are watching this and you want to like be congruent with what we're talking about, we're going off of by,
good
it's
word.
On Discovery, it's on Discovery Plus now, or the episode that aired on TLC. That's the episode that we are speaking
If you
about.
Watched it early on Sunday on TLC or on Discovery Plus, you got a weird edit. So
you got a weird edit and you saw shit from next week. So anyway, all right, y'all, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about Poodle's favorite.
Oh, fucking Ben. Bleh.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They looked like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, Mahogany, there was this runaway train, and people are panicking and screaming and crying, and except for one couple, a gentleman in a black suit and a woman in red heels, he slowly smiled and whispered in her ear, "Vamos a bailar." The passengers sat back down as the train hurled themselves toward the steep turn. People were laughing and clapping to keep time as the talented couple whirled up and down the aisle. The train came off the wheels, then settled back to the cheers of people around him. Then all of a sudden, we were up in the air. All of a sudden, we were on a ship. And you were at the very top. And you were saying, come with me. And then all of a sudden, we were in the ocean. And you were saying things like to me, Jack, come on this iceberg. And then I said, Mahogany, never let go. Never let go. And then Jesus was waiting for us. And he said, welcome, bro. And he gave me a fist bump. And I was so happy to be in heaven where I deserved to be. Okay, if anyone doesn't think this motherfucker is nuts, this is it. And it's not even like nuts in a fun way. This is delusions of grandeur nuts. Fucking, he needs to be in a place with padded walls. This is what fucking patriarchal, evangelical, misogynistic church stuff will do to you. Sorry, I went off on it on the, I went off when I was with the New York live show. I still feel the same way. He triggers me almost more than anybody else in the history of 90 Day.
I know he does.
But holy fucking shit. Y'all, this motherfucker.
Oh. I mean, he's no John Updike or Stephen King. He's not going to be in the Stephen King. He's not going to be in the, what is it called when they put a bunch of stories together, different authors? What's that
best
called?
Best short stories of, in,
yeah,
in the
world.
He's not
going to be in that like compendium of short stories. Because also, too, y'all, everyone on the train is running and screaming, and we're, you and me are fine. I went, this is some American Psycho shit.
Well, it's also this crazy. It's this concept of evangelicalism where we're saved and everybody else is fucked. It doesn't matter. Because we've allowed Jesus into our hearts. So we're fine. We can't wait to get to the land of milk and honey, the sweet hereafter, because this life is only an eye blink. So we're fine. It's so fucking just elitist, really. That's the only word I have for it. There was a great article by David Brooks, op-ed in the New York Times today about evangelicalism. I'm not going to talk about it now because it's very, very political as well because it's David Brooks. But if you want to read about his article about evangelical Christians and what happened in the age of Trump, it's worth a read.
All right.
That's all I'll talk about it. And I'm not a fan of David Brooks normally, but in the 21st century, I have become one because he's been sane. Anyway, that's enough less about me. So y'all, Ben is shirtless and working out because what else do you do?
Let's just dance, Poodle. Let's just dance.
Vamos a bailar.
Let's just dance.
Also,
too, it was just a horribly written story. Can we just say it was not a good story?
No. And I don't really know what the point was. Was it trying to say that all the world is against us, so we should just dance and only trust one another?
At the point, it wasn't about Mahogany. The point of this story was for Ben to make himself feel better and not believe the reality that's facing him straight in the face, but
magical
for him
thinking.
For him to say, I'm not crazy, the world is crazy.
Right.
I'm not delusional, the world is delusional.
Because Jesus has ordained this. This is God wants me to be with her.
And y'all, he uses God, but if he didn't have God in his life, he would just use something
else. He'd find something else.
Because he's a self-involved narcissist.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Well, and I would want to add that evangelicalism has enabled his narcissism. in a way. Yeah. Yeah.
But I also think that a lot of narcissists will, they'll glob onto something, whatever that right. other thing is, to enable that as well.
Cult leaders.
Yeah. So it's just, oh boy. But yes, he's working out shirts. He's like, this is what I do when I have a hard night. Last night I had to face some hard truths and I had a ginger ale and I felt shitty this morning.
And I like him saying I had to face some hard truths, yet he still hasn't really taken a look in the mirror. That he went to Peru and she told him not to. We she keep told him forgetting not
to. Yeah, y'all. She told him not to. He calls his friend Jason and Jason's like, hey, Benny boy, how's it going? And he's like, things didn't go as expected. Didn't go as expected.
Like, do you think there's a chance this might not be real? And the friend is like, he's like, are you fucking with me?
Are you really? He's like, I haven't gotten any text or anything. She was a no-show. And he said, I think
naivety or something. He said, you know, it's really had me, it's got me in trouble before. I'm praying about it. And here's the thing, God's in this and God's got this. So here's the motherfucking truth. God's got way, way too much to worry about than your fucking bullshit. So stop saying God's got this.
Yeah, it's true. I think also he's, but what I kind of took from this is that going back to the narcissism is he says, you know, this person, you know, I've been catfished before, but this person, Mahogany, she knows me so intimately. And what that tells me is he thinks in his head, why would I open up to this person and they find out all these things about me and not want to be with me?
How could I be fooled because I'm a superior person?
Yes. Yep. I'm sure your ex-wife could do that. So y'all, he's going to go down to San Bartolo. How do you say it again?
San Bartolo.
Where she lives and just message her.
I want to piggyback on what you said or something he said earlier. He's like, I've been looking for unconditional love my whole life and I haven't found it. And I just know it's with Mahogany. You didn't have unconditional love. So you did not have unconditional love with your parents, nor your wife, nor your children.
No.
So you found it with this 20-something-year-old Peruvian woman who you've never really seen or talked to. Who sounds foolish here?
And that's probably why he loves his relationship with God so much, is because his relationship with God is fully created in his mind and what he wants it to be.
Amen.
And that's what he wants. And that's what he's trying to do with Mahogany. He's trying to create.
How convenient, really?
This narrative and relationship that is all in his control. Because, y'all, you know what actually would be worse for Ben? Would be meeting Mahogany and seeing her as a real person. Y'all, he couldn't handle that. He would not be able to handle that.
Yeah, I agree. This is actually better than the reality.
This is actually better. And so he's going to go, y'all, look, the town is a population of about 7,500 people. So not a huge town.
It's not
small
big.
Town.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's also not.
Is it bigger than Ardmore?
Well, Ardmore is about 28,000 people, but Long Grove, the bedroom community that I actually grew up in, is about 4,000 people, except for when you're factoring in with his Long Grove days, and it's going to be about 4,050 people because everybody comes out to Long Grove. So there's going to be more people that day. It's very popular. It's very popular. So is that Rusty Carousel? All the kids swing on it. Y'all, and guess who I saw last night? We went to because Kyle and I
got,
no, I saw Tara Talaferro's mother, Vicky.
Oh,
she looks so good. I said, "How's Tara Talaferro?" And she said, "She's doing so good." And I said, "Well, thank you so much." And she said, "I'm sorry to hear about your daddy." And I said, "Thank you." And she hugged me 5 times. She's like, "I'll just have to tell Tara that I saw you." And I said, "You tell her that, and then I love her."
Yeah, we've talked about Tara Talaferro. She's the unofficial mascot of Reality Gays.
She kind of is.
I still don't know how her name is spelled. All I hear is Turtopper.
I love her. She's beautiful and I love her mother.
Turtopper.
Love her mother.
I have a feeling it's one of the two. It is TALIAFERRO or it is TAGLIAF.
Like Tagliatelle.
Yeah, like Taliaferro.
It's the first one. I think I didn't listen to you. You started saying letters, and I got this new EOS lip balm, and it's strawberry peach, and I love it. If you're watching an intimate portrait,
I don't like sweet lip balms. No, I'm watching and I don't like it, and it's very distracting.
Not sweet.
You look like a joke that my father tells about. I'm going to tell this joke now because it's very Father Poodle. A salesman was going around, and I believe in my father's story, he's of course a Yankee because those are the worst people to be. Mm-hmm. And he's going around to towns and saying, is there something I can sell you? And they're like, and he's trying to sell like something like a planting thing. He's like, well, I wish I could buy this from you, this plow from you, but my mule is cross-eyed. And he's like, well, I can fix that. So all of a sudden he's like, so here's what happens. He's like, you take this tube and you pop it in his butthole. You grease it up really good and you blow really hard. And the mule's eyes uncrossed. And then, though, as soon as it happened, as soon as it went back, as soon as it stopped blowing, the mule's eyes crossed again. And the farmer's like, okay, good, I know how to do it. And then he switched the ends of the tube. And the salesman went, what are you doing? He's like, you don't think I'd put my mouth on the same side that yours was?
That's a very Father Poodle joke.
Very Father Poodle joke. He went, friend. That's funny, friend. Ain't it, friend?
Wow.
So it involves buttholes, but I looked at your lips because they're greased up like a mule's ass. So I always think about that joke.
I thought that was going to be a blowing smoke up somebody's ass joke.
No, the literally blowing air to uncross the mule's eyes.
Yeah, it took it way more literal. Didn't expect that. Anyway.
My parents and extended family tell very blue jokes.
Same. I can't tell a lot of the jokes that my father would say on this show.
I'm sure.
I mean, I could, but I won't. So where are we with this runaway train?
He does say fist bump at the end to his friend.
Yes.
And remember, y'all, I guarantee you Ben thinks Jesus is going to give him a fist bump as he goes into heaven. I guarantee you. I'm going to throw myself down a flight of stairs when I think about it.
I think all of Ben's friends are only friends with him because they feel sorry for him.
In evangelicalism, I think they're trying to help him. But that's part of it. Yes. You're right.
But like, Matthew, you need help these people because they're less fortunate than you.
They do it out of obligation, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he thinks he's going to go to
San... just went down.
Oh, Lord. He thinks...
flipped out.
Going to go to San Bartolo. And so he asks the cab driver on the way there, excuse me, what's a good restaurant in San Bartolo? And the guy's like...
Malanga.
And so he texts her. He says... listen, I'm on my way to Malanga, 5 hearts.
Now, what's
I'll
weird
see you there.
Is...
I'll meet you there.
Her response is not, don't go. It's, wow, Lima is quite distant from
San Bartolo is very distant from Lima.
I expected her to say, actually, Malanga's only got a 3-star on Yelp.
Yeah, Sarah. Or even like, oh my God, I haven't been able to check my text on my phone. Instead, y'all, she just says, wow, San Bartolo is very distant from Lima. And he said, I'm glad she actually responded. And she wasn't telling me to go away.
Y'all, this is when you call and he still goes, what the fucking fuck?
And he says, she wasn't telling me to go away. And he said, I take that as a good sign. And I wanted to replace it. I felt like he should say that moment. He should say, so you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. What's that from? Ace Ventura?
I think Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Yeah. And I wrote, he's an idiot. He really is.
He is.
But he's the maker and drinker of his own Kool-Aid.
It's so weird to be seeing a mirror into how in a culture that you were raised in. You were raised around evangelicals, but I don't think you had a really close up view like I did. This guy,
mother didn't have a very good opinion of evangelicals,
yeah.
So we were told to stay away from them.
This guy is the ambassador for
of magical thinking, of just
of kind of evangelical middle America. He really is, in its most extreme form.
It is this way, like what we've seen with like the vaccine or whatever, but y'all, there's these people out there. I mean, we still get like, we'll get, someone sent it to me the other day and I was like, I don't care, I don't even read it, but like somebody like sent us a negative Apple podcast review because they said we're posting things about vaccine and people killing people and all. And I'm like, if you are believing that,
I don't fucking care.
You're putting your hand, and he's the same. This is where all this comes from. That's what we're trying to say. This idea of
vaccines work, science works.
Let me completely disregard facts and just believe what I want to believe. And for him, he's using his faith, which is honestly, to me, as someone who, I do have faith. I do believe in God. I believe in a higher power. It's actually, and it's so a grotesque and insulting way to manipulate God into what you want instead of using God to grow and to be a better person and to connect with others.
You said it earlier. You're making God in your own image
it's offensive. If that's,
I said this before, people like this is the main conundrum with America right now, y'all. And I won't go off like I did on the New York
live show. But if people
want to
know, they want to know, like, I don't understand how people don't believe the science. People don't look at facts. This is where a lot of this comes from. This idea of I have a higher power or I know better than to look at the evidence. So
right.
Anyway, we don't mean to harp on it to like be political or whatever. This isn't like political to me. It's like
this is a cultural thing about evangelicals in America.
To Ben, and it's a problem.
So he's at the restaurant.
He's just sitting. Who was it? Who was it on the early seasons of our Patreon?
Ricky. I already knew where you were going.
Just sitting at that restaurant. That reminds me, y'all. We just watched the first episode of season 5 for our Patreon of 90 Day Fiancé. Whoa.
Yeah. We didn't even see Colt and Larissa weren't even on this episode.
People tell us that they're on season 6.
How do we miss that? Fuck.
We
Sorry.
Miss a lot.
But we saw David and Annie.
Molly and Luis. This is Evelyn and David. This is y'all, Elizabeth and Andre. Andre looks like a twink with his like little NSYNC hair.
And the family Libby is already shitty.
They're already shitty. Like very, we haven't met them yet, but Josh and Akia, how do you say her name?
I don't know. They were the ones I didn't know.
And y'all don't forget Nicole and Azin, our favorite. Oh, I love Nicole. I love her because she's horrible.
I put something on Twitter and Instagram about now the season 2 tell all is out of Single Life. Who do you want to see on Single Life season 3? And I said our top tier picks, Yolanda, Courtney, of course.
Courtney, you said, and
Caesar.
Caesar, yes. A lot of people want to see Caesar Day.
Caesar, and I was thinking, who's the other one that I put? I'd love Anfisa, although I doubt she'll do it.
She won't do it.
And Nicole is.
And we said, Ymir. I wanted to see
Ymir. Yeah, that forgot about him.
Mine on the Vox, y'all.
But it's almost certainly going to be Caleb for this season because they're going to want to give him.
They're going to want to.
Yeah, Caleb is the number one seed for Single Life.
I would watch him on Single Life because I bet his broness would be pretty hysterical.
Oh, it's going to be awful. Yeah.
Again, if y'all aren't subscribing to the Patreon, that our classless 90 Day. It's on the $5 tier, but every time we start a new season, we put the first episode on the free feed because you can try before you buy.
Getting back to Ben.
Sorry, GDD, I got to, let's talk about Ben.
This motherfucker orders a tap water.
Okay. As a server, I'm not even a server that long. Y'all, he is sitting at a table for an hour and a half just drinking tap water.
I cast a spell on him during this episode because this is the most egregious thing possible.
I hope the filming paid for
I the called restaurant. Upon the four winds. At least Ricky bought a margarita or some shit.
Yes. At least drink. At least
didn't
order
any food. You order an appetizer out of pity for this woman.
If she doesn't show up, he'll probably just leave.
This
poor woman.
What kind of animal does this? If you do this, you've never been a server. You've never been a server. The lack of respect that it takes not to order a tap water, not even a bottle of water, which Americans are one of the few people who order tap water in restaurants. It's just, you don't do it. You almost always order a nice bottle.
Yeah, nice
it's
bottle.
It's just the thing.
I also, well, I was like, oh, you're traveling. You should probably, I mean, sure, maybe the water's fine, but I don't know if I was traveling to another.
I don't know about Peru.
So, and he says, y'all, he's sitting, he gets there at 8:30. Then, or he gets there.
No,
at 8.
He's there at 8.
At 8. They show 8:30. He's like, I'm just trying to breathe through this. And then at like 8:45, he's like, well, you know, if I was this late, I think I would let somebody know.
And that's what I was like.
You weren't supposed to come here, you stupid, he's weird like, eye fuck.
Well, I'm just offended now. I'm just offended that she hasn't let me know that she's here because I came to her own town without really telling her I was going to. She told me not to come. And I am honestly a little perturbed that she's not at this restaurant.
How rude.
I'm telling you, the thing about it, y'all, is this motherfucker will never understand why this is bad. He'll never understand it.
I decided after this episode, I love watching him. I know you get triggered by it. I love it because
he triggers the fuck out of me.
I love it because he's going to be made to look a fool, and I am here for it.
Maybe
I'm an evil person, but it delights me and makes me giggle.
And you want to watch me suffer. I will say, I think he will be on The Single Life. He is thirsty.
Oh,
he is extremely thirsty on Instagram.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if he did not use it as his kind of like third or fourth act.
Oh, for sure.
And 90 Day would be, excuse me, 90 Day would be a fool to turn him down because
he is, think about this. Good question, Poodle. This is, and y'all, if you're, let us know, tweet us, or if you're listening to this for commercial free on our Patreon or on the $8 tier or Supercast, put it in the comments of the post. Who's more gullible, Ben or Caesar?
Ooh. They're so different because Ben has to believe it's ordained by God first.
Uh-huh.
And Caesar just believes anything that his penis is attracted to.
Yes.
So in other ways, that's his religion.
It is. I'm going to say I'm going to vote for Ben on this one. I think Ben.
I would agree with you.
But
yeah. I think Caesar will learn eventually. Ben never will.
Or, you know what? Maybe Caesar is more gullible. Caesar won't learn. His penis will just get interested in another woman.
Yes.
I don't know. Let us know, sissies, what this is. We would do a Patreon poll.
Boy, this but
we
is always the lady say, or the tiger. I don't know who is worse.
I would do a Patreon poll, but y'all know I won't.
Yeah, you won't.
I won't.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the
Fuck
show,
me.
Everybody.
Fuck
I know we only
me.
Did two couples. Next episode, we're going to be talking about Mike and Jimena. And then
you can apologize to me now.
What?
I still think I was right and it's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Wow, you're still saying it won't.
I'll show you why I don't think it's going to happen. I
saw the preview for next week.
Even before that, I think I have my opinion. You'll have to wait. You'll have to wait till we talk about it on the episode.
Yeah, I think they're going to be married.
Y'all, we also don't forget we're talking about Hamza and Migo Poopy.
Which was entirely rewritten if you watched this episode early.
So yes, if you want to listen to part two, if you watched the early episode, you definitely should watch all the Memphis and Hamza sections or you're not going to know what we're talking about.
It was a completely different thing.
It's going to be, you need to watch the episode where she talks to him about the prenup. If you did not see that, if you saw an episode where Hamza is shopping with his mother, you saw probably someone got fired today at Discovery. RIP to that person's job.
Yep. Agreed.
Anyway, y'all, you can follow us at Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram, Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter. And where can they find us on the TikTok, poods?
You can find us at Reality Gaze.
You can. Hey, leave an Apple Podcast review. We appreciate it. If you something funny or you enjoyed it, tweet it, share it, tell people about it, share it on your Facebook. Last but not least, join our Sissy Squad. We had fun in there. And go to our Linktree link where you can see all of our live shows. Anything else, Poods?
That's it. I think you hit it all.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Poodle yes. Grow? And if you've ever called you up in the middle of the night like a firefly without a light, you were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. It seems like no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. It's time. I have really led myself astray. Runaway train, now going back. Runaway track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.